This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The federal government has moved another step closer to reintroducing grizzly bears in the North Cascades, despite what residents of the area want. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the agency's reasoning behind the proposal is flawed.
I got to say that this is another example of the Biden administration just ignoring the people in favor of others who don't even live in the area that, you know, have environmental or other concerns, but the people that actually have to live with it every single day, they're being ignored.
Newhouse says this is wrong on so many different levels.
This is the final environmental impact statement that takes them to the next step of making the final decision. And so it's pretty clear that their intention is to bring the bears. This is a formality. It's essentially giving them permission to do what they want to do.
So Newhouse says moving forward,
I think there'll be some appropriations actions that we could take, but it may not be limited to just that either. So we'll be discussing what our strategy can be, and I'll be talking with folks in the Okanagan area as well to see what people there would like to see happen next.
Newhouse says it's not yet a done deal, so he remains committed to opposing the reintroduction of grizzlies to the North Cascades.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.